My name is Elizabeth Caldwell, and I am a teacher, an author, a quilter, a gardener. I have many things I love to do in life, but one of the things I'm really, really interested in is spiritual formation of children and families. And this particular video that you're looking at today is focused on how we choose a Bible storybook or a Bible for older children. And I've got some suggestions for you, but I'd like to begin with some of what are my criteria for how you choose a Bible storybook or a Bible for kids. So one of the things I look at first is which stories are included. There are just like a 50, 60 million Bible storybooks, and 95% of them have Noah's Ark on the cover, if you've ever noticed. I did a review of about 25 of them, and I look for a balance of Old Testament and New Testament stories. I really want a balance of stories about women in the Bible and men. Is there also a good balance of kinds of writing? You know, there's so many different kinds of writing in the Bible. So I'm looking to see in this Bible storybook for children. And when I think about children, I'm thinking 3 and 4 year olds up to about 8 year olds for a Bible storybook, a picture Bible storybook. I look for, are there examples of history in the Bible or the Gospels, poetry and wisdom literature? Some Bible storybooks have none of the Psalms or any of the wisdom literature. Are the prophets included? Really important to include 8th century prophets. And of course, are the letters in the New Testament included? Secondly, I look for how the story is told. Does it represent recent biblical scholarship? We really don't want to tell children stories that in ways that they have to unlearn it later. For example, some Bible storybooks will conflate the two stories of Genesis 1 and 2. If you read it and you think, oh, well, these are very different stories of creation. Well, you're right. Genesis 1:1 through 2, chapter 2, verse 4a is written by one author. And then when starting in Genesis chapter 2, verse 4b through the end of the chapter 2, you have a different writer of the story of creation. So when Bible storybooks conflate them and put them all together, that's just something we have to tell children. That's just not true later at confirmation. Or, for example, harmonizing the Gospels in the birth story of Jesus. Remember, Luke has shepherds and angels, and Matthew tells the story of the visit of the Magi. So when a Bible storybook conflates those two and doesn't tell you that they're mixing up Matthew and Luke in one story, again, that's something children have to unlearn later. Finally, the third thing I look for is art. I want really good art. Does the skin color represent what people look like in the Middle East? Or is Jesus white, Caucasian? It matters how we picture these stories in the Old and New Testament. So I have 4 recommendations for you. One, let's start with young children. And again, there's just so many to choose from. But the one I really like is fairly recent. It came out about 2 years ago. It's called Celebrate Wonder Bible Storybook. It's small. It fits in the hands of a young child. And sometimes children like to hold a Bible, and that's a really good thing for them to be able to hold it in their hands. I like it because it follows my criteria. It has 150 stories balanced between the Old and New Testament. It also has a question at the end of each story to invite a child's thinking or wondering about the story. And each story is told on 2 facing pages, which makes it really easy to use. The art is lovely and the stories are short, just right for the attention span of a young child. Now, for older children, I'm kind of thinking of the age range of 4 and 5 year olds or up to 8 year olds. I have a personal favorite, and sorry about that, but it's the one I wrote with my friend Carol Wareheim. After reviewing many, many Bible story books, I realized there was yet room for one more because I just wasn't satisfied with what I was seeing. So this is it. It's organized a bit differently. Most Bible story books go in canonical order. That is, they start in Genesis and they go through the end of the Old Testament. They begin with the Gospels and they go through to Revelation, if they in that order. But this one, I thought, what if a child is struggling with something like difference at school or a rivalry or something that's going on in their life. So we organize this Bible by themes. So, for example, strong women and men in the Old Testament is a theme. Or if you want to talk or read a parable or a story of healing, those are organized by those themes in the New Testament. Also, in this Bible, we wanted really excellent art, and working with our editors and our graphic artists, they commissioned new art by a variety of artists. And it's just so exciting to read through this and see the different pictures and the way they're depicted by a variety of artists from around the world. Finally, we wanted some stories that you don't usually find in children's Bible storybooks. And this is one of the things I'm most excited about. For example, you don't usually see the story of the widow of Zarephath from 1 Kings when God sent Elijah to find food during a time of drought. That's rarely in there. And I'm just really happy about that one. We also included stories that are accumulation of a number of Bible texts. So, for example, the questions that are on children's minds, like, what is God's name? Or what is God like? Or where does God live? These are common questions children ask. So we've got stories that help to answer those questions. Each story finally concludes with three questions, inviting a children to hear and to see and to act as they think about this story. So it provides a great way to help a child really think about what's going on in that story and how it relates to their own lives. Another Bible I like to recommend for elementary age children who are good readers. A lot of churches want to give a Bible at third grade. And the one I consistently recommend is the Deep Blue Kids Bible. It uses the Common English Bible as its translation. That's one of the newest translations of the Bible. It's been out a few years. And when they made the commitment to do this, this was the United Methodist. They also made the commitment to work on a Bible for children. I like it because the reading level that was assigned to the translators for all of the books of the Bible and the Apocrypha was said you must translate at an eighth grade reading level. So it went through numbers of reading level scales to make sure the translators were getting it at eighth grade. If you compare that with the New Revised Standard Version of the Bible, which is one we often give to children at third grade, the New Revised Standard Version of the Bible is written at an 11th grade reading level. So that's why I recommend it. It has great introductions to each book of the Bible. There are in-text notes written for children to understand. So there are notes about difficult and hard stories in the Bible. There are notes that invite questions like, did you know? There are notes to help a child to think about how the text relates to their life today. And then finally, if you're looking for a good Bible to use with youth or with a confirmation class, I recommend, again, from the Common English Bible, their student Bible. So the title is the Common English Bible Student Bible. And like the Deep Blue Kids Bible, it uses the Common English Bible translation. It's on a similar model to the one for children, but this time it has notes written by youth. They invited young adults and youth to help write these notes for this Bible. So in that way, it really does have an instant connection for the reader. Each book has tips for reading, questions for wrestling with the story, and some ways of reading differently that invite youth to make connections with living the story in their lives by engaging in the practice of Lectio Divina. Finally, if you have parents who want to know more about the Bible so they can keep up with their kids who are reading the Bible and learning about the Bible stories in church school classes and hopefully at home too, I recommend the CEB Navigation Bible. After the Deep Blue Kids Bible came out, they got questions like, well, I need to read this for myself as a parent. I don't know about many books of the Bible, and these intros are great, so I want to read this too. So they put a new cover on it and call it the Navigation Bible, and they use the same intros that are there for children and youth in those two Bibles. But they added notes that are appropriate for adults. So there you go. I've included a lot more of this in my book, Wondering About the Bible with Children. If you want some more information, you can go there. I hope this helps you think about the ways that you can support children and families in their spiritual formation as they engage in the practice of reading the Bible together. Thank you. Bye.